And now we are returning after a couple or 3 weeks to our section of this show in which we're trying to get more concrete about our model of resistance, aspects of an effective model of a holistic self-defense practice, reincorporating our power through physical, intellectual, and spiritual integration and expansion, i.e., premised on and realizing a process of getting big in five components: community education, grounding our new understanding in our bodies, organizing for global general strikes, land acquisition for building earthships, and in the U.S., organizing a referendum on our right to happiness. And what we have been trying to do is confront authentically the challenges to our being authentic, defending the authentic self daily in a totalitarian reality, confronting this theft. This is the fourth part of this inserted section, confronting this theft, this invasion of our bodies. Consider this contrast. Consider this contrast to consider the stakes. These sick children of abandonment who believe they have the right to decide who lives and who dies destroy whole human populations, or a little cat, because they can, while Prince tries to save all humanity because he can. What a contrast. In considering the list of key issues not to forget from our May 22nd, 2016 show, and I have posted audio from that show to jog my memory, it's been a while, that includes the list. And let's not forget the thought that we concluded that segment with, that they start by breaking the spirits of our children and all lovers of freedom. And as class is totalitarian inherently, if this is a global phenomenon in every sense, we global systemically, across all systems within a nation and across all nations. We see it in the kidnapping of school children in Nigeria and Mexico, the slaughter and displacement of villagers, they with the whole spirits, everywhere, but particularly in what's called the global South, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, Central and South America. So as we hold on to our own souls, through our holistic self-defense practice, our consciousness and efforts are either outright global, as with the organization of global general strikes, or have a global emphasis. Our practice has for inspiration this theme: trust your feelings. How else can we own our bodies? In considering the list of issues not to forget, as we form a training practice that expresses what we need to regain our freedom and keep, regain and keep our freedom, the first is first to speak. Let's return to the power obsessed their fear, we said, and take up our original endowment in the form of our Unity Responsibility Project, starting with unity with the children. Serious biz, and I know it's easy to say those words, harder to do. Unity with the children. I was thinking about this in the context of the actual little bodies, the preschool age little tigers, who I may not see again because, well, I mean, summer break happened a few weeks ago for them, and or almost, I think. And in fact, Kate's school in general is in summer break, and So there's no Tai Chi and there's no little tigers for me. I have to get my oxygen from, you know, the raccoons and the ducks and the geese and the trees at Lakeside Park. So I was thinking about this in the context of the actual little bodies, the preschool age little tigers, practicing their ki eyes, punching into bags, carefully making their toes touch as they come to set position. Minds empty now, leaving to their unconscious the puzzle of what it is the grown-ups want from them. All other species let their children's bodies speak for them, even, as I described in the book, waking up to the extent of, in some cases, foregoing strict self-protection. I described seeing a mama and a papa letting their babies latch onto their necks until they bled. All mom did was feed them, clean up poop, and clean them. And pops, though not their biological dad, could not have been a better father, loved nothing more than to play with them. I'm almost certain they killed our dogs, our two Basenjis with EMF, before they turned to me. In the male dog in particular, I now recognize the symptoms I have today. With Koro, I wasn't around the female. I wasn't around so much then. I was experimenting with the bedroom vehicle, an intention I also wrote about in the book Waking Up. The unequivocal gentleness with which our two Basenjis, small African dogs, reared their young made me marvel when I saw it. There is absolutely no coercion. And so I understand them better now that I've had time to think all these issues through, because they cannot tolerate coercion, which makes the way most dogs are treated unacceptable to them, and has then, and I wrote about this in Waking Up too, giving them the reputation deserved of being the most stubborn creatures any human could be blessed to learn from. I now get, at the time, not so much. So while Proudhon makes much of the human being's superior intellect and powers of analysis as our key distinguishing quality because it supposedly allows us to know consciously that our inherent sense of justice, which we share with animals who are non-human, is the basis of the necessary equality that we need on which to base society. It may even more significantly be that what distinguishes the class-bound human being from other animal species is that coercion has been integrated into its personality, that it is being forced against what our bodies say that leads to violence and rage, force that causes all hurt and damage to the human spirit. And that when force is made the focus of our questions as to why we do not yet have our freedom, it leads to the discussions we need to get to the core of the problem of how class society is constituted. For if force is the relevant question, we must necessarily ask, who or what is applying it? We have been intentionally hurt, and yet we submit to it. The entire puzzle in which we're trapped is compacted in those two statements. And discussion brings the solution as we ask, is that true? Why is that true? The thoughts system given have been conditioned. And until we examine them, become aware of them, make them conscious, we cannot say that we're doing the work we are here to do. Because thoughts make us until we make them conscious.